Now today, the whole kingdom or all liturgical and sacramental churches is celebrating the solemnity of Christ the King. It is the sign where it is the end of the liturgical year and the start of Advent next week. That's a liturgical year, new year of liturgical calendar. We celebrate the end, that He is still the King. The beginning of Advent up to the last Sunday of Advent, the last Sunday of what you call ordinary time, we celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It means in a simple understanding that the whole year, even the disaster, may mga typhoon, earthquakes, maybe have a lot of problems, personal things, crisis in our lives, in our nation, but still we are here. And one thing for sure, that our God reigns. He is still the King. He is in control. And nothing would happen to your life or to our nation. We got God, our King, knowing it. That's why don't be bewildered why things happen. Why things happen to this nation or corrupt or everything. God knows it. Because He is King and He is God. The solemnity of Christ the King was started 1925 by Pope Pius XI after the World War I in Europe. Because everything in Europe was devastated. All things are destroyed by that war. Fear, insecurity, even without peace. That's why at that time, the Pope Pius XI declared the solemnity of the Christ the King. Even this war, devastated by everything, there's still hope. There's still a time to recover and to be resilient, to don't give up. And at that time, you see, the world is shaking of war and other things. That's why He declared and celebrated the solemnity of the Christ the King, that He is still King. God is still in control. And so it is as today. We celebrate it because as liturgical people, we believe that our God reigns yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever things happening in your lives, still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the celebration of this event today would remind you and me that God is still in control. There is hope. There is solution to that. Because He reigns. That's why we celebrate. Simple nga lang eh. Dala ka adobo, humay. Fried chicken. If you just rewind your whole year, what God has done to you, the healing, the protection, the goodness, protection of our family, is more than adobo. More than fried chicken. It's more than that. Things you have seen that God has done to you. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Si Lord dara. What about those things that God is doing? You have not seen it. So that it will not happen to you. Hindi na pinakita na inayosan na kaagad. Could you be thankful to that? That's why today we're celebrating the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And once again, believing at the start of new calendar year, of liturgical calendar, say, Lord, thank you. We don't know the future. We don't know what 2026 would come. But praise God, we know and we know you reign. And nothing would happen on this earth, in this nation, and into our life. We got God knowing it. Hindi pwede. Hindi ba? Good sense, hindi niya alam kung sino nag-corrupt ng mga bilyon-bilyon ng flood control. Alam niya yun. knows it. And why does he? He has ways. So today we celebrate it. And to be faithful in our text this morning, in our gospel, what kind of king that we have? We have a king who is merciful, forgiving, and loving king. That is the message. He reigns, but his heart is full of mercy, full of grace, and full of love. And so we could read it. And said, a king who is not very, what's called irony to the king. He is not in a robe. He is hanging on the cross. And according to history, history says that he lay naked. Naked at the in the cross. Now, some cross, some mga saplot. For the sake of, not to be vulgar to the minds of others, but in the history, he was really naked there. He stripped him. He humiliated him. And he's not wearing a crown of gold. He's wearing a crown of thorn. And people are not shouting, "Hail to the king! Crucify him! Crucify him!" And he said, all of those mockers said, "Lord, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." You see? At the end of that situation, he still learned to forgive. Maybe for you and me, iba yun. Maybe full of hate, full of anger. But to him, he said, "Lord, forgive him." He is a forgiving God. He is a forgiving God, loving and mercy, looking for the lost to come back unto Him. That is our King. He's looking for you and me to go back to Him. He is an obedient and humble King. In spite of His position, He did not, take advantage of that. He's still in the cross. Why? Because that is the plan of the Father, that through His death, His suffering and death and resurrection, you and me could have salvation. You and me could have forgiveness of sins. You and me could be reconciled back to God. That's why He obeyed God at the last moment. And also those people whom He have assigned to save and give salvation are mocking Him, but said, "Forgive them. Forgive them." So He is the King, a King full of mercy, full of grace. Compared to us right now, in our time, king or leaders, we seldom see those kings and leaders. We could, you could make a comparison. If you are familiar with cards, baraha, be my kingdom, my king. Baraha. Cards. He's not the king of clovers. Clovers. Malunggay. You see that sign? Sa Baraha. It symbolizes also of feasts and clovers or club. It means to say to reign with feast. To reign with force. He's not that king. He is not a king or leader or hungry for power. Or you could see the symbol of spade, sa pala, in a card. Spade or pala. He's not the king or leader that he would throw dirt to other people, destroy the name of other leaders. Nor he would pala, spade, cover his wrongdoings. Cover up his wrongdoings. But our king is transparent, honest, and he reigns with integrity. He's not the king of diamonds. A leader or a king of diamonds who is hungry for wealth, for money, that will lead to corruption. But He is the King of Hearts. King of Hearts. full of mercy, full of grace, full of love to you and me, thinking what is good for you and me. He is full of mercy and forgiving. So not to say to the people who are on the cross, Lord, forgive them. Forgive them, Lord. And in another verse, he is hung between the two thieves. And one thief says, he mocked him. You save yourself and us. One thief had said, milog manakaw. But the other one says, hey, we have done something wrong. We are convicted. We have done wrong. He is innocent. And the another thief says, Lord, remember me when you're in paradise. Remember me when you go back to heaven and reign. And said, today you will be with me in paradise. He had then forgiven. These two thieves in the middle, side by side, left and right, in the king, represent you and me. What kind of attitude that we have? Is that the kind of thieves that mock God, continue to harden our heart to him, continue to do what we want to do? Have we submitted to him? We all says we are God. We're people. We're God's people. But in reality, do we obey him? We are born again, yes. Because of the same Lord and Savior. You cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Kingdom of God. It means it is a king there. And we abide in his rules, not our own. And a deeper meaning of that word is not only of kingdom, but it takes up the rule and kingship of God in the heart of his people. That's the underlying meaning of that. They can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. Those people who have accepted Jesus in their life will learn to make him king, to reign in his life, in every decision, every opinion, every plan you make or consult God. Have we done that? That is the true born-again people. Not doing our own thing with pride and arrogance. Because he is a loving king. And the other side says, it present a heart. Another thief said, Lord, remember me. A person, a heart, who is willing to submit to God. Who acknowledges that God, without you, I am nothing. A repentant heart, willing to change, willing to be corrected by God. Willing to submit unto him. So these two thieves, right and left, represent you and me. What kind of heart do we have? Another kind of thief who mock him? I don't mock God. Yeah, maybe we don't mock God. But when you do your own thing, you don't obey God. That's the same as mocking God. You don't obey him. You do your own thing. Or maybe, there's some area of our life that we submit to God. Lord, anong gusto ni kara, Lord? What do you want? But to be honest, if God will make, you know, a scrutinization in our heart, there's still part of our life that we reign. Kita pat agahari. Atong decision pat na masunod. We want to do our own thing. In this area, Lord, medyo ako. My decision here. Maybe like that. He's not really fully submitted to God. But God is looking for that. Because if we have a realization that he is a good God, it's a good plan, we will not think now of our own, but think of his plan and go to submit unto him. So once again, brothers and sisters, the two thieves represent you and me. It's our choice. A heart who is hardened to God, or a heart who is repentant to God. It's up to you and me. He's looking for that. And He is a God who's willing to forgive us. Sin, our sin yesterday, our sin today, our sin tomorrow. He's been forgiven by God in the cross, paid in full. But does not give us the authority to sin. Forgiven na pala eh. Yeah. No, we don't. We don't underestimate the grace of God. But the goodness of God would lead us to repentance, to change more for a better person that God has, what God wants us to be. So brothers and sisters, once again, today we celebrate the solemnity of the King of Kings, full of mercy, full of love. He's looking for you and me. He loves you and He loves me. He loves all of us. And He's a forgiving King. And if He really the King of our hearts, then we also be forgiving people. We're also to be learned, you know, to adjust ourselves to other people, to give them an ability or a time to change. Some people say, ah, wala namang, wamat gaba, wak man. Palayon lang. God is not tolerating sin. No? He doesn't tolerate sin. Why? Even though we're doing bad things still, we're still, everything's okay. Why? That's God is tolerating it now. He's giving you and me a time to change. The Bible says, He have no desire, no joy in the death of the wicked. He have no joy when people die in His foolishness. He is a joy in people repent before God. And that's what He is. And that's what is the church should be proclaiming, that God is for a giving God. That's why our bishop at the end always of the homily or the mass says, God through Jesus reconciling the world, that He's not angry with you or me. He don't remember our sin. He has forgiven you and me, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. That should be the message of the church, that people go back to God, that we have a loving King, forgiving King, and merciful King. That's why we celebrate today, because of His mercy and grace that we have received. That's why the whole world today celebrate and thankful to the King of Kings, proclaiming His goodness and His mercy. Hail to the King! Yan ako Ingles. Mabuhay si Kristong Hari! Yan ang Tagalog. Kung katong akanon, Biba! Kay Kristong Hari! Biba!